Have you ever wondered what happens when a tech billionaire's troublemaking son gets shipped off to a digital detox center in the middle of nowhere? In Gordon Corman's Unplugged, this premise unfolds into a captivating adventure that resonates with our screen-obsessed society. The novel has gained significant popularity among middle-grade readers and parents alike, offering a timely commentary on our relationship with technology. Educators have embraced it as a discussion starter about digital balance, while celebrities like Reese Witherspoon have featured it in their book clubs for its relatable themes. What makes this story particularly compelling is how it doesn't demonize technology, but instead explores what happens when we're forced to look up from our screens and engage with the world and people around us. Jet Barano isn't your average troublemaker. As the son of Vladimir Barano, billionaire founder of tech giant Fuego, Jet has spent his life surrounded by privilege and the latest technology. After a series of increasingly outrageous stunts, from blowing up school toilets with cherry bombs to flying drones that caused fighter jets to scramble, his father ships him off to the oasis of mind and body wellness in rural Arkansas. For Jet, this isn't just punishment, it's torture. The oasis represents everything Jet despises: meditation, vegetarian food, physical activities, and worst of all, a complete ban on all electronic devices. When his babysitter slash handler, Matt, confiscates his phone, laptop, and tablet, Jet feels like his lifeline to civilization has been severed. His reaction is visceral and immediate: rebellion. He wears his clothes inside out, falls asleep during meditation, and complains incessantly about the vegetarian food. Who needs scenery when you've got a private plane with flight attendants, snacks, and satellite internet? Jet's initial perspective reveals his complete dependence on digital stimulation and instant gratification. His withdrawal symptoms manifest as both physical restlessness and emotional outbursts. Without the constant dopamine hits from his devices, he's forced to confront the uncomfortable silence of his own thoughts. Jet's ingenious midnight raid on the Welcome Center to retrieve his phone demonstrates both his resourcefulness and his addiction. When he finally gets his hands on his precious F-phone, he immediately calls his father, desperate to escape. Vladimir's flat refusal, "You're staying put," leaves Jet with no choice but to endure the oasis, though now armed with his secret technological lifeline. This digital withdrawal serves as the catalyst for Jet's character development. Initially, he uses his phone and Fuego Prime account to order everything from a Dance Dance Revolution machine to barbecue feasts, attempting to recreate his privileged lifestyle within the confines of the wellness center. His actions reflect a deeper issue many of us face in the digital age: using technology as a shield against discomfort and genuine human connection. The Oasis brings together a diverse group of kids, none of whom chose to be there. Each character represents a different relationship with technology and the wellness philosophy, creating a microcosm of our society's varied responses to digital detox. Grace Atwater stands as Jet's polar opposite, a wellness devotee who genuinely loves the Oasis and its philosophy. Her mother brings her every summer to detox from all the negativity of ordinary life. She embraces meditation, yoga, and the vegetarian lifestyle with enthusiasm that borders on zealotry. Yet even Grace harbors a secret love for her father's motorcycle rides, revealing that no one completely fits the wellness mold. Tyrell Carrigan comes from a family of perpetual dieters who've tried every eating plan imaginable. Though initially skeptical of the Oasis, Tyrell finds himself caught between worlds, wanting to fit in but struggling with food allergies and a natural inclination toward rule following. His sister Sarah's misery at being separated from her boyfriend creates another layer of tension within the Carrigan family dynamic. Brandon Buchholz, a giant 13-year-old with an ex-NFL father, represents physical intimidation. His father needs meditation to curb his aggression, suggesting that the Oasis serves different purposes for different families. The Azuma twins from Canada have parents who are always eating, while the mysterious Brooklyn Feldman keeps to herself, harboring a secret identity as Magnus Fellini's daughter. This diverse group initially exists in separate orbits, with little reason to interact beyond mandatory activities. It's only when they discover a common purpose, caring for a mysterious lizard they name Needles, that genuine connections begin to form. The irony isn't lost on the reader. It takes disconnecting from technology for these kids to connect with each other. I've learned that having friends, both human and reptile, changes your priorities completely, Jet reflects near the end of the story. This realization forms the emotional core of the novel. Without screens to hide behind, the kids must engage with each other directly, forming alliances, navigating conflicts, and building friendships based on shared experiences rather than social media interactions. The discovery of a small reptile in the bath, the Oasis Hot Spring, becomes the unexpected catalyst for community building among the disconnected kids. Grace rescues the creature, which they name Needles due to its sharp teeth, and immediately feels responsible for its survival. This simple act of compassion creates ripple effects throughout the group. Caring for Needles requires breaking numerous Oasis rules, keeping a secret pet, sneaking away from activities, stealing the motor launch to visit the nearby town of Hedgeapple for meat, since Needles is a carnivore, and bribing Brandon with candy to keep quiet about their secret. Each transgression brings the kids closer together, forming what they call Team Lizard. The symbolism is clear. Needles represent something authentic and natural in contrast to the somewhat artificial wellness environment. The lizard doesn't care about meditation or vegetarianism, it simply exists according to its nature. For the kids, especially Jet, caring for Needles provides purpose and connection that no digital experience could replicate. Despite my reputation for causing trouble, I agree to keep quiet. Who hates rules more than me? Jet's initial involvement stems from his rebellious nature, but gradually transforms into genuine care. When he discovers Needles missing from the shed, his reaction reveals how much he's changed. You made me care, and now I'm supposed to turn it off just like that because you're done with the poor little guy? The revelation that Needles is actually a baby alligator who escaped from an illegal alligator farm adds another layer to the story. Like Jet, Needles doesn't belong in the artificial environment of the Oasis, yet has found a way to adapt and even thrive there. When Jet ultimately decides to contact Game and Fish to return Needles to his natural habitat instead of taking him to California, it demonstrates significant character growth, putting the needs of another creature above his own desires. As the story progresses, the Oasis reveals itself to be more complex than it initially appears. What seemed like a straightforward wellness center harbors secrets and contradictions that challenge the kids' perceptions. The most significant revelation concerns Ivory Novice, the intimidating meditation pathfinder who initially confiscates the children's electronics. Jet discovers that Ivory leads a double life as Snapper, the mysterious owner of a mansion outside Hedgeapple where she runs an illegal alligator farm. More disturbingly, she uses hypnotic techniques during private meditation sessions to manipulate wealthy Oasis guests into writing substantial checks to Friends of the Oasis, money that actually funds her criminal enterprise. This subplot adds thriller elements to the story while reinforcing a central theme. Appearances can be deceiving, and blind adherence to any philosophy, even one promoting wellness, can lead to manipulation. When Tyrell witnesses his father being reduced to tears during a hypnosis session with Ivory, it challenges his understanding of authority and trust. She makes my dad imagine losing the Oasis, reducing him to sobbing like a heartbroken child, a sound I'll never be able to unhear. In contrast, Magnus Fellini, formerly Marvin Feldman, emerges as genuinely committed to his wellness philosophy, if somewhat naive about Ivory's manipulation. His daughter Brooklyn's decision to hide her identity as the boss's daughter adds another layer of complexity to the social dynamics at the Oasis. When confronted with Ivory's betrayal, Magnus responds with dignity, saying only, "Be whole," while she spews venom about his terrible food and dime store philosophy. The oasis itself represents a well-intentioned but flawed attempt to create an ideal environment. Its rules against technology, meat consumption, and even killing insects reflect a philosophy that sometimes conflicts with natural reality, as evidenced by carnivorous needles' need for meat to survive. This tension between idealism and practicality runs throughout the novel, suggesting that balance, rather than extremism, might be the healthier approach to both wellness and technology. Despite being cut off from technology, Jet's entrepreneurial instincts, inherited from his billionaire father, find new outlets at the Oasis. When Brandon blackmails him for candy to keep quiet about needles, Jet transforms the situation into a business opportunity, selling contraband candy bars to other kids at a 500% markup. His initial anxiety about the blackmail quickly morphs into excitement as he recognizes a market opportunity that would make his father proud. The underground candy economy evolves into a sophisticated operation with multiple distribution channels and a strict code of secrecy. Jet establishes a network of trusted intermediaries, creates designated drop points around the camp, and implements a primitive but effective inventory tracking system using coded messages on tree bark. His customer base grows from a handful of desperate sugar-craving campers to nearly half the camp population, demonstrating his natural talent for scaling operations. This illicit business serves multiple purposes in the narrative. Beyond funding Needle's increasingly expensive hamburger habit, it provides Jet with a sense of purpose and control in an environment where he initially felt powerless. The operation creates an unexpected form of community among the Oasis kids, who become his loyal customers, complete with their own whispered vocabulary and secret signals. Most surprisingly, it helps Jet develop genuine leadership skills as he manages his small enterprise. "I realize I can turn this into a business to fund Needle's growing appetite for hamburger meat," Jet thinks, showing that his problem-solving skills work just as well offline as they would in the digital world. His ability to adapt and thrive in an environment completely foreign to him reveals strengths he didn't know he possessed, from negotiating with suppliers to managing customer relationships without any digital tools. The candy business creates complex moral conflicts, particularly for Grace, who feels torn between her loyalty to Team Lizard and her belief in the Oasis philosophy. "I'm deeply disappointed in everyone at the Oasis this summer," she reflects. "While I've always accepted that most kids prefer junk food over healthy options, Jet's candy bar operation has completely undermined Magnus Fellini's vision." Her internal struggle intensifies as she watches the camp's carefully cultivated healthy eating culture slowly erode under the influence of Jet's underground market. This tension between personal desires and community values mirrors larger societal debates about consumption, health, and individual choice. The candy economy becomes a microcosm of larger market forces, supply and demand, price elasticity, and the power of scarcity. By exploring these conflicts through the lens of candy bars rather than screen time, Corman creates a more nuanced discussion about balance and moderation that extends beyond the digital detox premise. The story demonstrates how entrepreneurship can flourish in any environment, while also questioning the costs of unchecked commercialization on community values. As the story builds toward its climax, Jet's methodical investigation of Ivory Snapper's alligator operation peels back multiple layers of deception, revealing deeper truths about authenticity in the digital age. The wellness pathfinder, who built her empire preaching vegetarianism, meditation, and minimalist living, secretly indulges in porterhouse steaks, maintains 3 luxury properties, and lives an opulent lifestyle funded by skillfully manipulated donations from her devoted followers. Her carefully curated social media presence, complete with staged meditation sessions and supposedly candid moments of spiritual insight, masks a calculating businesswoman who profits from others' search for meaning. When Jet attempts to expose this elaborate web of hypocrisy, he encounters a phenomenon familiar to anyone who has tried to change minds online: people's tendency to reject information that challenges their deeply held beliefs. People are ostriches, burying their heads in the sand when they don't like what's happening, he observes, watching as his evidence is dismissed or rationalized away. His closest friends initially write off his claims about Ivory's criminal activities as paranoid fantasies, suggesting he's been spending too much time alone with his conspiracy theories. This isolation drives him to take matters into his own hands, leading to his strategic placement of fireworks around the compound, a decision born of desperation and determination. The dramatic rescue sequence unfolds like a carefully orchestrated symphony of chaos. Grace and Terrell, finally witnessing Ivory's operation firsthand, are confronted with undeniable evidence of her duplicity. The illegal alligator breeding facility, hidden beneath the meditation center's serene exterior, represents everything their community claimed to stand against: exploitation, greed, and environmental destruction. Jet's calculated use of fireworks creates more than just a diversion. Each explosion illuminates another facet of Ivory's deception, literally and metaphorically lighting up the darkness she had carefully maintained. This revelation forces each character to undergo a profound reassessment of their beliefs. Magnus, the steadfast community leader, must grapple with betrayal by someone he not only trusted but defended against earlier accusations. Grace confronts the painful reality that her beloved oasis, which she believed represented the pinnacle of conscious living, was built on carefully constructed lies. For Jet, whose persistent skepticism had alienated him from the community, the validation of his suspicions comes with its own complexity, victory tinged with sadness at being right about human nature. The aftermath creates space for a more nuanced and authentic community, one built on genuine connections rather than shared delusions. When Magnus embraces Jet's playful nickname Nimbus, it marks a transformation in their relationship, from one of authority and resistance to mutual understanding and respect. Similarly, Jet's defense of Magnus to Ivory, declaring he's genuine unlike you, demonstrates his evolved capacity to recognize and value authentic leadership, even in those he once doubted. This new foundation, though shakier than the certainty of their previous beliefs, proves stronger for being rooted in truth rather than comfortable illusions. Jet's character arc forms the emotional backbone of the story. He begins as a privileged, technology-addicted troublemaker who views the Oasis as punishment. His initial rebellion, retrieving his phone, ordering forbidden items, selling candy, stems from his refusal to engage with the wellness philosophy or connect with the other kids. Yet, through his unexpected attachment to Needles and gradual friendship with Tyrol, Grace, and Brooklyn, Jet undergoes significant change. His priorities shift from self-gratification to concern for others, from breaking rules for the sake of rebellion to breaking them for a purpose he believes in. This transformation becomes most evident in the final scene when he finds Needles again. His first instinct is possessive, to take the baby alligator back to California where his father can build him a habitat. But, after reflection, he makes the difficult decision to contact wildlife authorities instead. I realize that even with Vlad's money, we can't build a swamp as good as the real one. This moment represents Jet's growth toward emotional maturity and ethical decision-making. He chooses what's best for Needles over what would make himself happy, demonstrating empathy and responsibility that were absent at the beginning of the story. His observation that having friends, both human and reptile, changes your priorities completely captures the essence of his transformation. Importantly, Jet doesn't reject technology entirely or embrace the Oasis philosophy wholesale. Instead, he finds his own balance, learning the value of unplugged experiences and genuine connections while maintaining his identity as Vladimir Baranov's son. His final thought, "My father may be considered the smartest man in the world, but when it comes to the unplugged life, I'm the brains of the family," shows pride in his new wisdom while acknowledging his tech industry heritage. Unplugged delivers a sophisticated exploration of technology's role in modern life, carefully avoiding simplistic judgments about digital connectivity. The narrative weaves together multiple perspectives on how individuals can navigate the complex relationship between technological engagement and authentic human experience, demonstrating that there's no one-size-fits-all solution to finding digital equilibrium. The Oasis serves as a compelling metaphor for extreme digital abstinence, revealing both the transformative benefits and notable drawbacks of complete technological withdrawal. While residents experience profound personal growth through face-to-face interactions and nature-based activities, the center's inflexible policies often create unexpected challenges. Beyond Needle's dietary restrictions in the vegetarian environment, students struggle with the inability to contact family during emergencies or access educational resources that could enhance their learning experience. Grace's character arc particularly illuminates the complexity of finding balance. Initially embracing the Oasis's strict anti-technology stance with zealous enthusiasm, she gradually realizes that absolute positions can be counterproductive. Her secret motorcycle rides with her father become more than mere rule-breaking. They represent the importance of maintaining meaningful connections and joy in ways that might not align perfectly with ideological purity. This evolution demonstrates how rigid adherence to any extreme position, whether pro or anti-technology, can limit personal growth. Tyrell's transformation highlights how disconnecting from technology can catalyze personal development in unexpected ways. His carefully controlled digital life at home reflected his anxiety and need for structure. At the Oasis, without the safety net of screens and social media, he discovers courage through calculated risks and spontaneous adventures, proving that sometimes growth requires stepping outside our comfort zones, both digital and physical. Brooklyn's journey offers insight into authenticity in the digital age. Her struggle to reconcile her online persona with her true self reveals how social media can both mask and illuminate identity. Through her experiences at the Oasis, she learns that genuine connections can transcend both digital and physical spaces, and that honesty about one's identity doesn't require choosing between virtual and real-world relationships. Jet's experience perhaps best embodies the novel's central message about technological balance. His tech-savvy background initially seems at odds with the Oasis environment, but he discovers that digital skills and human connection aren't mutually exclusive. His ability to forge meaningful friendships while maintaining his innovative mindset demonstrates how technical aptitude and emotional intelligence can coexist and even enhance each other. His problem-solving approaches, honed through technology, prove valuable in building community and addressing challenges in the unplugged setting. The novel ultimately advocates for a nuanced approach to technology use, suggesting that mindful engagement rather than complete abstinence might be the healthier path forward. It acknowledges the value of periodic digital detox while recognizing technology's important role in modern life. This balanced perspective resonates deeply with contemporary readers grappling with screen time, social media addiction, and the challenge of maintaining authentic connections in an increasingly digital world. As the story concludes, it's clear that the character's time at the Oasis, despite its flaws and Ivory's manipulation, has created profound and lasting change. They formed friendships that transcend their initial social groupings, breaking down barriers between the tech kids and nature enthusiasts. Previously unlikely pairs, like Jet and Sierra, have discovered shared values beneath their surface differences. The experience has revealed hidden talents and interests. Maya's unexpected gift for wilderness navigation, Devon's natural leadership abilities, and Charlie's talent for conflict resolution. For Jet especially, the temporary disconnection from technology has paradoxically connected him more deeply to himself and others. His journey from resistant participant to engaged community member illustrates the transformative power of stepping away from screens. While he'll undoubtedly return to using technology when he goes home, his perspective has fundamentally shifted. He's discovered that some experiences, like caring for an injured hawk, sharing stories around a campfire, or working together to expose a criminal, can't be replicated through screens or virtual reality. This transformation suggests that periodic digital detox, even if temporary, can provide valuable perspective and personal growth. The novel doesn't argue for a complete rejection of technology, acknowledging its importance in modern life, but rather advocates for mindful usage and occasional disconnection. The characters learn to appreciate both worlds, the convenience and connectivity of technology, along with the raw authenticity of unmediated experience. In our hyper-connected world, where screen time continues to increase and attention spans decrease, Unplugged offers a thoughtful exploration of what we gain and lose through our relationship with technology. The story highlights how digital immersion can inadvertently isolate us from physical experiences and genuine human connection. Through the characters' experiences, readers witness the value of direct engagement with nature, face-to-face conversations, and hands-on problem-solving. The lasting message isn't about rejecting modernity or embracing a particular wellness philosophy. Instead, it's about finding authentic connection to nature, to others, and to ourselves, in whatever form that takes. The novel demonstrates how temporary disconnection can lead to lasting awareness, helping us recognize when technology enhances our lives and when it becomes a barrier to meaningful experience. As Jet discovers, sometimes being temporarily unplugged reveals what truly matters: the ability to be present, to form genuine connections, and to engage fully with the world around us. The story concludes with a balanced perspective on technology use, suggesting that the key lies not in complete abstinence, but in conscious choice. The characters return to their connected lives with new awareness, better equipped to navigate the balance between digital convenience and authentic experience. Their transformation serves as a reminder that sometimes the most significant growth comes from stepping outside our comfort zones and challenging our assumptions about what we really need to feel connected and fulfilled.